This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, that's for sure. What a busy week. My goodness, what a busy week. We've been everywhere this week. We've been all over the place. We've been wrapping up the with the customers, the advertisers for the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We've been getting in some last-minute stories and working on all that stuff, and we're just having a busy time. So this weekend is it. If you have any pictures of crabs, crabbing, you eating crabs, family members eating crabs, crabs eating you, we'd be more than glad to run those in the Maryland Loves Crabs annual magazine and get them into us. A simple way to do that is just send them by email to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll be more than glad to do that. So, we are. We'll have a guest here in the next hour. Butch Webb will be here from Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. He'll be here to talk about white perch and what's going on with that. I was supposed to go fishing last Sunday out of the rod and reel with Captain Randy Dean on the Bay Hunter. My neighbor had booked that trip, and Randy called on Saturday and said, "Hey, look, with the rain, we don't know what's going to happen. Won't be able to get in the rivers for, you know, doing any live lining. So, you know, let's pick another day." So we did, and that trip got canceled. The thing I didn't tell you, and I haven't told you, and I don't want to tell you, but I have to tell you, was about my daughter Heather. Heather, 2 years ago, endured breast cancer, double mastectomy. Last year, she had a brain tumor removed that had a cell had migrated to the frontal lobe of her brain, and she had that 6-centimeter tumor removed. That's about the size of a quarter. Earlier this year, she had received the news that she had another tumor. She went back in for another craniotomy, another surgery, and at that point, they had determined that the cancer had not been stemmed and not contained to the tumor. The prognosis was not good. Last Thursday evening, Heather went into Gilchrist, the hospice. I did not share all this or any of this with you on the radio because this is, of course, a personal, private matter. And this is my public life. The magazines are my public life. The master ceremony stuff is my public life. My Maryland Hunting Coalition events and interactions with folks across the state are part of my public life. But my private life, quite frankly, I like to keep private. The Heather was totally incapacitated at that point, and she had been cared for at home by her husband and her son. And on Wednesday, Heather passed, 44 years of age. She leaves her husband and and my grandson, who I frequently mention, Jacob, on the show here, and Heather was took her lead from her mom. There was no service, no memorial. She had a party back beginning of May, and folks came from far and wide, her friends and from Pennsylvania and relatives, and workmates and things like that came, and everybody had a barbecue and a good time and celebrated Heather's life back in early May. Her and the family attended the Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner and benefit on May 30th. And a month later, things had gone downhill very rapidly for Heather. And we mourn her loss. We mourn her loss as a family. And we put the news on our Facebook page, on the Coalition page. And, of course, you know, the outpouring of prayers and well wishes and condolences was very very heartfelt, very received, you know, very humbly and thankfully. And I don't want to turn today's show into that. We have things to talk about, and you folks have more important things to talk about other than that. So I just want to let you know that that happened in my life. So there we are. It's okay, Bethany. It's all right. So anyway, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. One thing that did happen this week, we, as a director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, we actually sponsored and attended a event for Delegate Dana Stein right over here at the quarry. Dana represents District 11, which I think is this district where we're sitting here in Pikesville. And Dana is the vice chairman of the Environmental Committee in the House, and he's the chairman of the Environmental Committee that hears all the hunting bills. Dana Stein is a friend of the hunting community, and Dana was not solely responsible, but integrally responsible for the passage of Maryland's repeal of the strict liability law. That was the signature initiative of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So Dana had Chris Van Hollen there and Speaker Michael Bush. He had John Sarbanes there, Kevin Kamenetz, the county executive of Baltimore County. Was able to have a conversation with Kevin. It was very productive from a hunting standpoint, and we'll plan on following up with Kevin on that. And I got to let you folks know, you know, it doesn't matter whether you agree philosophically or politically with some folks that are you know, in the General Assembly. It simply matters that you're able to communicate your issues and you're able to form relationships that are beneficial for your cause. And that's what we do. That's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does. We, excuse me, we work very closely with the, we're nonpartisan as far as the coalition is concerned, nonpartisan. We work very closely with the bipartisan Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is the pro hunting and fishing lawmakers. They have their own caucus in Annapolis, and we work with them to help move our message through the process. And, you know, our next event is to support Baltimore County Senator, freshman Senator Johnny Ray Solling. His event is coming up here shortly. So these are the folks that help us. As you know, the folks in the Democratic Party are still in charge in the General Assembly, even though we have a Republican governor. So we just got to work with everybody, and that's what we do. So you know, the other side doesn't have horns growing out of their head. You know, they're just folks. They're just people, and you can engage in a conversation. But I will say that to say this: the coalition needs your support because of our tax status. We are permitted to engage in lobbying activities. We're also permitted to make political contributions. What we cannot do is endorse a candidate. We cannot endorse a political party. But we still continue to need your financial support to help us achieve the goals that we need to achieve here for the hunters in Maryland. So if you're interested, go online to mdhuntingcoalition.org. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And make a contribution if you can. At least join. And you'll be hearing from us for sure. So that's where we are. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Oh, my goodness. Where'd all that hair go? That's absolutely amazing how you did that. Bethany has the most beautiful, long, curly brunette locks, and now they all just disappeared into this little knot thing on top of her head. What happened there?
It's a bun.
A bun?
Yeah.
Good grief. I hope it doesn't blow up.
It won't, I promise.
All right, good. Glad to hear it.
You'd see this puffball of hair.
I know I would. Yeah, it would. So, all right. Do we have a caller off the air that said something?
Yes, he just gave his condolences
to you
and your family.
Sure.
And says that he's praying for you.
That's good. That's good. Yes. Well, yes. Could always use more prayer. No question. No question. We welcome a new sponsor today. It's a company called Merrick that produces a dog food. And they're going to be with us for 13 weeks, which is a full promotion of their product. And we understand it. It's an all natural dog food, and we're pleased to have them. They selected us from across the country to be one of their folks that promotes their new dog food. So let's just do it. Merrick, Merrick, backcountry for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real, freeze dried raw meat to grain-free, high-protein kibble made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. How do you like that? That's what you're going to hear for a while. Right now I'd like to tell you, though, about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing and crabbing as well. They've got all the crab traps. They've got all the bait. They've got the steamers, the seasoning, the trot lines, you name it for crabbing, Clyde's has got it. They're ready to go for this upcoming crabbing season. They've even got baskets and lids if you need to take one of those along. For fishing, all the rods and reels and tackle, all the line, all the lures, all the live bait, anything you need. Now, Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. The fishing hotline number, if you want to get a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365-day-a-year fishing report, that's a little different number. It's pre-recorded, and it's 410-247-3474. The way to easily remember that is 247-FISH. 410-247-FISH. That's right. So, Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's Sports is the website. We recommend that you stop by there if you're headed out fishing this weekend. And by the way, today is a free fishing day here in the state of Maryland. That's right, free fishing. You don't need a license to go fishing, take your kids or whatever. The Maryland Fishing Challenge, by the way, is also a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for everyone who is a recreational fisherman here in Maryland. There are 67 species of game fish in Maryland, from the Atlantic all the way to the western waters of Deep Creek Lake. Freshwater, saltwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species are all divisions in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. There's a youth division, too, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. All you have to do is catch a fish of a notable, specified size, and you'll receive your official angler award certificate. And along with that, you get an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour Heat Gear t-shirts, and even a share of $25,000 in cash prizes. That's right. They've added 25 grand to the Maryland Fishing Challenge this year. And I'll tell you more about that later. Fish are biting right now all over Maryland, in the bay, in the lakes, in the streams, in the ponds. Why not go get them? Now's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, the folks at NBS Seafood, you heard you're a little bit of a surprise there to me. They have they got Maryland crabs this weekend, indeed. And you know, NBS sheds his own soft crabs. They filter the water, they make sure the salinity's right, and these are butter soft crabs, ready to go. And man, I'll tell you what, plenty of crabs this weekend, believe it or not. So I would suggest, if you want to steam your own, stop by NBS Seafood at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. They've got the Maryland crabs, of course. And this is the last weekend, by the way, the last weekend for Louisiana jumbo crawfish. They'll still have the andouille sausage, the gator sausage, all that. But Maryland crabs are coming in. Louisiana crawfish are going out. And they've even got the seasoning to help make your crab fest a wonderful time. NBS has Black Angus New York strip steaks, too, for your grill. 410-271-3202. 271-3202. They're there from 10 to 7 today and tomorrow. And they accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions? NBS Seafood right down there, 1223 Dorsey Road next to Jim Donnie RV. Any questions? Give them a call, 410-271-3202 for NBS. No bull stuff, seafood.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Freedom, Alabama, huh? All right, cool. Let's see. We could use a phone call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. We have to take those commercial breaks every now and then to pay the bills here, and we sure enjoy hearing from you. 410-922-6680. Almost gave you my cell phone number. That would have been fun. I got an email here from a buddy who sent me a picture of his dog. And his dog is a black lab, and he likes to retrieve ducks and geese. He wanted to know where to buy Merrick Backcountry dog food. I don't know. He didn't tell me that. I might have to Google it during the break and see where it is. Oh, Bethany's going to Google it. Merrick Backcountry. One word. So, yes. Oh, my goodness. The emails just keep rolling in. I wish the phone calls would come in this fast. That's for sure. 922-6680. 1-800-922-6680 if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area and would like to, you know, it's normally a charge to call here. You can give us a call for, for free. That's for sure. Did you find it yet, Bethany? All right. Moving right along, we talked about the Cal-Nose Rays last week. And unfortunately, the podcast link was broken for some reason, but we got a call or an email from the folks at Prop Talk Magazine, editor there, chief editor, head editor named Duffy. And she said, I'd like to send you some questions to answer about the Cal-Nose Ray and the controversy surrounding bow fishing for Cal-Nose Rays. You know, there was never a controversy until one of the tournaments out of the Patuxent River was videotaped by animal rights activists, two groups, one called Fish Feel and the other one called Shark. I can't remember. And this Fish Feel group apparently lives locally somewhere, and they believe that it's wrong to harvest the bounty of the sea and the bay and kill fish and that type of thing. I mentioned last week they had a they have a recipe on their website for crab cakes made with some kind of product made from soy. I'm sure that's very appetizing. It isn't. So they asked a bunch of questions. It said to register for the Ray tournament, you only need a 5-day sport fishing license. Do you believe that's sufficient? Well, why wouldn't that be sufficient if that's what the state requires? Go ahead. Go ahead, Bethany.
You can find it at Petco.
Petco?
So, yeah. And, other places, Chewy.com and Pet360.
Pet360, Chewy.com, and
Petco. I mean, who
Petco's right. Petco's right over here. Up
Route 40.
Yeah, well, Owings Mills, all the Petcos.
Yeah, there's so many.
Yes.
So you can just go to any one, stop by the store.
I have my Petco rewards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do. Don't. I can't say I have one.
No.
No.
No, I have my Petco rewards. My dog is Maisie has allergies, so we have to feed her grain free. And I've actually got some backcountry coming.
Oh.
From the folks, so we'll try Maisie on that. And,
see how she does on
See how she does, absolutely.
My cat's less temperamental. I just get some meow mix and
cat?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, well, the cat's, yeah, meow mix? Is that what you feed your cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feed mine Purina Indoor something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The cat's 14 years old. All he does is eat.
Jeez.
Yeah, 14.
He's old.
Yeah, I know. I know. Somebody asked me what his name was, and I said his name is Tony, but he doesn't know that's what his name is. He thinks his name is Down Tony, or Damn it, Tony. You know, one of those cats. Very clingy. Can't sit in the couch without the cat in your face. So, anyway. So the answer to the question was: You only need a 5-day sport fishing license to bow fish for Cal-Nose Rays. Yes, if you're going to be just on the bay and harvest some fish, that's all you really need. Do you see this as sufficient? What else would you need? A hunting license? Hardly. And then the question that kind of threw me a little bit was, and you'll see this in the upcoming Prop Talk magazine, which is going to be published next week. I don't know when they'll have it out in the stores. Oh, look, there's Fran. She wants to talk about that very subject. Hey, Fran, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I, of course, want to offer my condolences.
Well, thank you. Did you meet Heather when you were at the...
I was there, and you pointed her out to me.
Yeah.
but I didn't get to go see her.
It's all right.
But, you know, I'll tell you what, she must really take after her dad, because as we say in the city, she was a tough soldier.
Nope, she takes after her mom. She takes after her mom.
Well,
absolutely.
One of you, both of you,
yeah.
You know, because she put up one fight, you know. I mean,
let me tell you something.
She had to go through.
Strong, strong woman. Strong
well,
woman.
You know, yep. But there comes a time we all need to rest.
Exactly.
Enough is enough, you know. But I want to talk about also, because I know your show must go on, you know, and I admire you for that. But your show last week with the cow nose rays.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, they've been on my mind. My imagination has just been going crazy, right? Trying to figure out all kinds of things. They are one powerful specimen. And to see them in a pack of 100 must be unreal.
Oh, I'll tell you, it looks like a squadron of fighter planes underwater. I mean, it's just unbelievable to watch that.
I tried to imagine 30 to 100 in a pack, right?
Yep.
But you know what I was thinking? I mean, this may be a little way out, but I was wondering, you said they're comfortable when they come in shore every summer because they don't have to worry about their predators. Who are the predators for the rays?
Yeah, oh, that was very interesting. I met a guy the other night at the Dana Stein event who's very very active in these types of matters, and he's with the Coastal Conservation Association, and we had a wonderful discussion. He said that, and this has been mentioned before, the main predator for cow nose rays are the large sharks, the large offshore sharks.
For fish, yeah. Like
right.
That.
And we have harvested, so many sharks, over the decades that we have pretty much, you know, taken down the main predator for the reduced the numbers of the main predator for the cow nose ray. I mean, sharks and rays are basically the same family. They're cartilaginous fish, which means they don't have any bones.
Uh-huh.
Their skeleton is made of just of cartilage, and they also are the same type of skin, shark skin and ray skin. And the part of the problem with the rays is, as far as eating them, is the care of them. You can't just throw them in the freezer, or you can't just throw them in the cooler and let them sit there and, you know, process them when you want to process them. You got to take care of them right away, because what happens biologically is that ammonia builds up in the system of the animal because of their you know, their skin and everything else, just like it does with sharks. So you've got to get them skinned and the meat cooled properly and quickly right away. And, you know, we learned that there's one processor now in Virginia that, remember we talked about somebody eating rays and how delicious they were.
Right, right.
That was Marty Gary, who's the director of the Potomac River Fisheries Commission. He had eaten some down in Virginia, said it was absolutely delicious, and he interviewed the cook. I communicated with Marty after the show, and he said there's a processor down there that knows how to process them very quickly when they come in. And I guess this restaurant goes through about 30 pounds of ray a week, but the way they're prepared, he said, is just spectacular. So we'll work on that.
Yeah, I was wondering if we could outsmart them. You know, they come here every summer.
Right.
And they're comfortable because they think there's no sharks here or no predators to fight.
Right.
I was wondering if it was a way. Do you know how they can do these sound things?
Oh, cool,
that
yeah.
They could fool them and make them think that the sharks are in front of our crabs. I was wondering if they would go away and be afraid, if they would continue and prepare to fight, or if they would remember the following summer that the sharks was here and
right.
Come at all.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they would. I mean, they come here for the same reason that other species like striped bass come here.
Mm-hmm.
This is their spawning grounds. This
right.
is their ancestral spawning grounds. To get away from the sharks in the ocean, you know, they come into the bay, and, you know, the sharks... There's only a certain number of sharks that will come into this brackish water, which is... Here, Fran, how about we get the watermen and play this on their boats every time they go out?
Thank you.
What do you think? If we had that recorded and all the water wouldn't pipe that underwater?
Well, it has an effect on me. I know that. I remember my toes used to wiggle after Jaws every time I heard that.
That's funny. Yeah, I had not read Jaws, and I started reading Jaws the other day, the novel.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating book. Fascinating. So.
Well, yeah. I just thought maybe if we put a thinking cap on, we could have
some. I think we might be able to, but, the whole big deal is that, they're using a bow and arrow to shoot these animals, and they're bringing them in, and they're utilizing them in some way. They're not just dumping them back overboard. However, that is legal. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, I figured it was since they're doing it.
No, I mean, most guys will take them and try to use them and find a use for them. But quite frankly, it is legal to just dump the carcass back overboard.
See.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about that.
Oh.
To me, that's wasteful. That's not conservation, and I would never do that. I'm gonna take one of these trips here shortly, and we're gonna go out and try and shoot a couple rays and bring them back because the buddy I'm gonna go with is a chef. And we're going to figure out how to cook them and eat them. So,
well, just be careful.
Oh, absolutely.
That tail is something else.
You got to watch that tail. Jeez. I was down Hooper's Island the other day. One of the watermen just got stabbed the other day. So, yes, indeed.
Well, all right.
All right, Fran. Well, listen, I appreciate the call.
Oh, well, I had to.
All right.
Take care.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. But I was going through this article. And the question that got my attention was asked by the editor at Prop Talk, what differences or similarities do you see between something like a cow-nose ray tournament and the opening of black bear season? I don't see any similarity between the opening of the black bear season and a cow-nose ray tournament. I don't know how they made the leap, but the way I answered the question is there's none. There's no similarity. Black bears are land-based animals managed by the Wildlife and Heritage Service. Thousands of hours of scientific wildlife research, DNA studies, population studies, and input from all the stakeholders and local residents was collected before a season was established 10 or 11 years ago. To the locals, bears are a nuisance, but sustainability is always the tenet of good conservation ethic. With cow-nose rays, the dynamics, the science, and the management by the fishery service is different because these are migratory animals with no real management plan. Watermen hate this species because of its alleged detrimental effect on juvenile crabs, soft crabs, and bivalves like razor clams, soft-shell clams, as well as juvenile oysters and spat. Some also blame the cow-nose ray for destruction of submerged aquatic vegetation. So the answer is, similarities or differences between, there's no similarities to the black bear. Anyway, it was an interesting. Yes, we need to take a break, and then we got to get to Mark in Towson and Bill in Crownsville. We'll do that for sure. Do you know Merrick Backcountry? Yes, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's what they tell me anyway. Hey, I was at Papa John's the other day. I got a seedless watermelon at the grocery store. It was bland, it was pink, it wasn't sweet, it was, I'll tell you, you pay $5-6 for a watermelon, you want something to eat, Well, I went to Papa John's, and I said, how are your watermelons? They said, they're good. I said, okay, I'll trust you on that. Help me pick one out. So we went over and knocked on the watermelon, and the key was to, if they sound hollow, they're probably pretty good. Oh, my gosh. Oh, bright red watermelon, just sweet and succulent and juicy. And, eat the big chunk of watermelon and that juice runs out the side of my mouth and down on my T-shirt. And, oh, man, it's so, so good. Get your corn. And I got some tomatoes, too, and I've been making tomato sandwiches all week. Huh? You like tomatoes? Bethany doesn't like tomatoes, but I'll tell you what. These are wonderful tomatoes. So get your corn, get your tomatoes, get your watermelons for the fourth celebration this weekend at Papa John's Farm. Summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer's cold, juicy watermelons. You get yourself some crabs over at NBS Seafood. You drive down to Papa John's a mile or two away. And the Schillinger family at Papa John's told me about this first. They like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob, right in the same pot. Season all those crabs with, yeah, I know, with... Yeah, season the crabs up, put that crab seasoning on the corn. Oh, man, you talk about good. Slather all that corn in a big pile of butter. I mean, it's as healthy as you can get. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great taste and food, it's Schillinger Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes ready to go. There's squash and zucchini and pepper and onions and all kinds of stuff. On the sign the other day, I couldn't recite all the things that were on there. Green beans, cucumbers, mouth-watering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons, too. And I mean sweet. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at Exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
To him. Let's talk to Mark in Towson and Bill in Crownsville. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
Go ahead.
I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry.
I appreciate that, Mark. Did you meet Heather at the event?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Sure. I got to meet Chuck and I got to meet Fran.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. But Heather was there and yeah, I got to sit down and have a half a turkey sandwich with him, and that was about as much time as I got to spend with him.
Jacob, oh, yeah, you were busy.
Yeah, Jacob actually won a muzzleloader on the top tier raffle, which was pretty cool. So I didn't pull the ticket. So that's all matters.
I could tell you a story about pulling the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Next week I'll call you at 5:05. And you've got time, and I'm not blocking anybody.
No, you're not blocking anybody. You're fine.
It was a very embarrassing.
Oh.
A couple hundred people.
Oh,
watching
good.
Me, and they assumed that I had palmed a ticket.
Of course.
And I insisted on not winning. And the guy kept saying very sarcastically, "Oh no, oh no, you won. You won.
Right,
you
right.
gotta take it."
Right, right.
So I thought I'd die.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That show last week with the Cal Nice race was very interesting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
For the people who want to protect them, do they fully understand that they have a choice? They can either have Cal Nice race or everything else in the bay, and you have to pick one?
Yeah, that's right. That's
because
right. Good
it
point.
It sounds like the Cal Nice race really go at by going after the bivalves. They're really they're going after the very heart of the health of the bay.
People don't get it. They don't understand what bivalves do. They don't understand that all those oyster bars are what keeps the Chesapeake Bay clean.
Exactly, and without that, nothing else is going to survive.
Exactly, and I'm a little bit concerned. I'm a little bit concerned about the health of the oyster in the Chesapeake Bay. The aquaculture, by the way, is spectacular. I was at Hooper's Island Aquaculture Company, and I've gotten to know those guys, Johnny Shockley and those guys pretty well. And they've got the oyster science down to a T as far as raising oysters consistently healthy. They've figured out how to make the taste consistent of oysters. They've got a new device for sorting oysters. The oysters are on a conveyor belt. They go through this machine. They go through on a conveyor belt. A laser hits the oyster. It measures the width, it measures the length, and it measures the height of the oyster and calculates, I guess by a logarithm, the volume of the oyster. And as it moves on down the conveyor belt, high-pressure blasts of air shoot the oysters from one side of the conveyor belt to the other and actually sort them instantly as they go through. So you just put your oysters on a conveyor belt, goes through, the laser reads them, boom, and it sorts all the oysters according to size and puts them in the right container.
Sounds a lot like what I think it was Mikimoto did, the Japanese did for the pearl industry.
Yeah, probably did. Probably, yeah.
I mean, you know, where you get so good at it,
yep.
You don't need the natural.
Exactly.
With the cow-nose race, it's a pity they can't harvest them. Not kill them, just capture them, take them down to North Carolina, and give the shark something else to eat. But you know how it is when you try to interfere with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
They'll pick up the counter's rays, take them down to North Carolina,
yeah.
And the next thing you know is somebody gets stung by a counter's rays.
Right.
Ray, and then gets bitten by a shark.
Exactly. See, that could happen. That could happen. But, you know, we... Listen, if you want to read about cow nose rays, the science behind, you know, cow nose rays, Virginia Marine Institute has spectacular photos and captive rays, and they've been studying them for years. And the interesting thing is Virginia in particular has tried to come up with a way for recreational anglers to catch them, to harvest them, take them out of the bay, you know, use the meat and that type of thing. And somebody said to me the other night, same guy said, it's kind of like trying to convince people to eat nutria.
Yes.
You know, and I told him, I said, you know, we had one correlation on the show about cow nose rays and resident Canada geese, same type of thing. You know, Canada geese are destructive. They're, you know, they're the bane of golf courses and, you know, wheat farmers and that type of thing. And somebody else mentioned feral pigs, you know, wild boars out in Texas and Florida and the destruction that they do. So, I mean, it's that type of a species that we're dealing with. Not all animals are warm and cuddly. You know, the people from these animal rights organizations, I wish they'd take a couple of them home and put them in their bathtub and try and raise them up if they're that worried about them, you know?
They love animals in theory, but when it comes down to the particular, they don't know anything. They don't want to be with them.
We have a philosophy professor from, I think he's from, I know Victor's listening, so I don't. Anyway, Victor has written the kind of a basis of where this philosophy comes from, and this is more of a modern day philosophy that's been propagated throughout the animal rights industry, so to speak. And it's just a false narrative, is what it is, about animals should have rights because they can feel pain. Really? Do they, or do they really feel pain, or what do they feel? You know. So the whole world is just flipped upside down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it starts with wordplay. I'll let you go, but I'm reminded that tuna fish became extremely popular, but only when the name was changed. Initially, they were called horse mackerel. Nobody wanted to eat it.
Right. Exactly.
So they need a new name for nutria and cow nose race.
Right. Well, look what they did to dolphin. Dolphin is a perfectly legitimate name for a fish. But then we started calling mammals dolphins. We started calling porpoises dolphins, bottlenose dolphin.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the dolphin fish became mahi-mahi.
Yeah.
So you can order mahi-mahi off the menu, but you don't want to order dolphin because people would relate that to flipper. So, all right. I got to let you go, Mark.
Have a good time.
Thanks, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Bill in Crownsville, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Bill, can you give me...
I'm calling for an update because I called you about, I guess, maybe 5 weeks ago about my free-ranging dog that kept on bringing all the deer carcasses up and I kept on learning.
Yeah, you told me about that.
At any rate, so the guy that called it afterwards... He wanted to know how he could go fishing,
right.
How much money he was going to have to spend. He said, all you need is a bobber and a worm and a hook.
That's right.
So it gave me an idea, a little belt went off my head. So I started dragging these deer carcasses and putting them in my electronic bicycle that I've got because I'm disabled. And I free-ranged my dog down to the beach. We tied a string on him, and we're catching snapping turtles left and right. I don't eat them, so I just catch them, release them. But we're right there by the Severn Run, and... Them deer carcasses, the snapping turtles just love. I've got a few crabs. I haven't taken any, of course, but I've heard people's been out there doing that. They're not supposed to be catching any crabs right now because now they're breeding, right?
No, you can catch crabs anytime but Wednesdays. Just no females.
Okay, because I thought that you're not supposed to be crabbing.
No, Wednesdays is the only day you're not allowed to crab recreationally. So, yeah. Well, that's very interesting, Bill. Huh?
Do I need a license to go out and crab off the pier?
No, just you got to watch your limit. That's all. You only need. I think you can catch two dozen or something. I'll look at it and see what.
In any event, the guys, the trash men are so happy for me in Rolla County because they hated emptying their deer carcasses
right
back to the truck.
I got it.
Now I'm throwing them in the river, and the snapping turtles are having a blast with them.
All right, Bill. Thanks, buddy. Got to go.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Happy 4th of July. Feed your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. That's Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's right, it's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. That's right, they do. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. I want to tell you, they've got some money up for grabs. If you like to fish in Maryland, and by the way, it's a free fishing day today, no license needed. You like winning prizes like cash, a boat, a fishing trip, or even equipment, no strings attached. It's simple, just fish to win. Now, let's talk about the cash part. There's 67 species of fish in Maryland, across Maryland, you know, in several different divisions. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. $25,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland. Non-tidal, Chesapeake Bay, and Atlantic. That's $6,000. Each, that's $18,000. A master angler. If you catch an award-sized fish in each region, you're automatically entered to win $2,000 in cash. That's $20,000. And then, if you do win an angler award, another $5,000 is going to be given away in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. You get an invitation if you catch an award-sized fish. Go to the event, and again, $5,000 is up for grabs. Catching and keep invasive species of any size and qualify for a special prize drawing. All the details are on the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament, and you can find all the details on www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, really? That was it? Just a little jingle there? All right. Well, we're back. We don't even have any time for another call, do we? No. All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to say thank you for listening this morning and all your comments on the things that we talked about. We do have a lot of challenges here in the state. Calnose raised just one of them. And it really wasn't a problem until it was made a problem and brought to the forefront by people who thought that it was, some people just have a different philosophy than the rest of us, that's for sure. I can tell you, these animal rights activists have nothing based in science going for them. They have no biologist. They have no research. They have no data. They have no nothing to back up their philosophical claims except a mindset. And that mindset is usually based on some type of religious philosophy. I didn't want to get into that today, but my buddy Victor's going to fill me in on all that. So it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe. Thank you.